Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday on Fox Sports Radio at noon to 3 Eastern, 9 a.m. to noon Pacific. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Fox Sports Radio or FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is a Tuesday. We are live in Los Angeles. NBA playoffs start tonight. It's the Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, thanks for making us part of your day. I have got some thoughts on J.J. McCarthy. I finally figured out J.J. McCarthy. The dream team would clobber the men's basketball Olympic team that's going to Paris. I'll get into that. But Caitlin Clark, she sold out WNBA jerseys in 1 hour on Fanatics. I thought they had an endless supply. She sold them out in an hour. They got 1,000 people to the draft last night. Those tickets sold out in 15 minutes.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's amazing. You never know where stars are going to come from. Like in Los Angeles, I think it was in the 80s, Fernando Mania.
Oh, that's right.
It was unbelievable. Who would have guessed that? And I want to start with that. Is that Caitlin Clark got me to a TV last night. I'd never watched the WNBA draft. And I watched the first 45 minutes of the WNBA draft. You know, you have pull. You have it. When you get me to a television set, and I know what's going to happen. I always said, Titanic's a great movie. I watched it 3 times. I knew the boat sank. I knew the ending. I knew what happened. You read the books. It still got me to a movie theater. That's power. You never know where the stars come from. The highest compliment you can pay anybody in this frenetic, distracted world, entertainment, iPhones, TikTok everywhere. The greatest compliment you can get somebody, me, last night, to sit down in front of a TV and watch something I don't normally watch when I knew the outcome. I knew how it was going to end. Caitlin Clark goes number one. And I recognized many of the top 10, 12 picks. I'm not going to recognize many of the top 12 NBA draft picks. The NBA draft has become like the Oscars. A lot of stuff that won't get me to a theater. I'll take your word for it. Those foreign films are great. I don't know exactly why Caitlin Clark is this popular. I mean, she's great. There's so many great athletes. She's non-controversial. She plays women's college basketball. But I think a lot of it is in a world where all these sports leagues are trying to siphon more money out of you. I mean, you watch the Yankees, they're on 6 different streaming services. This channel, that channel, this channel. Where's baseball? Where's the MLS? March Madness. Iowa Hawkeyes, little flashy, likable player, has really good range. She gives me what I know. I've said this about the NFL. It's the only league, I say, when do you watch the NFL? You not only give me the day, Sunday, but you give me the times you watch it. Mission Impossible, Tom Cruise, they're on their 8th Mission Impossible. Taylor Swift, Caitlin Clark, March Madness numbers, NFL numbers up. All mostly domestic, all things we've watched for years. The crazier the world gets, the more global it gets. And I think the NBA's got more great players than ever. Globalization. Caitlin Clark is what you know. Iowa, little underdog, March Madness, broadcast television mostly, or cable. It's just fascinating to watch. The things that get me to a TV in a theater, I know it's getting bigger out there, and the streaming services, and I got to have this plus and that streaming, and I find myself seeking simple, seeking dependable, seeking traditional, and I'm watching last night, and I'm like, oh, I know that player, I know that player, I know that program, I watched that program. Comfort food. That was like comfort television last night. I'm busy. I'm distracted. I don't want to pay for another cable channel. I don't want to pay for another streaming service. March Madness ratings up. NFL ratings up. I mean, I'm trying to explain the unexplainable. Well, she's a really good player. Her ratings were bigger than everything except the NFL. Iowa women's basketball. Dependable, traditional, non-confrontational, fun, easy to consume, likable, and I've seen it before, the Big Ten and March Madness. Got me to a television set last night. Here's Caitlin Clark after.
When you're kind of just sitting at a table waiting for your name to be called, I think that really allows the emotions to feed you, and you're with your family. Like, obviously, playing a basketball game, I'm not out there with my family, so sharing that moment with them and enjoying it and people that have really had my back and believed in me more than anyone is super special. You know, I'm 22 years old, and I don't have all the answers in the world. This is something new to me. This is a new challenge, and that's something I'm excited for.
So I always try to find out, and there's no, you're always looking for a common thread in the NFL. How do you know what quarterback's going to hit? And so there was a story this morning that J.J. McCarthy, the Michigan quarterback, that scouts many agree that he is not a first-round pick, but yet he may go in the top 10. I told you the first time I watched him, I thought, Hammenegger, he's okay. It's Harbaugh, it's Michigan, the O-line, the run game, the defense, I don't get it. And so there's a lot of different opinions right now on him. And so we're always trying to figure out, and so are NFL teams, what's the common thread? How do we predict to a higher level who's going to make it, who's not going to? So I went to the last 10 drafts. And there are 12, we can argue, but 12 quarterback hits in the last 10 drafts. C.J. Stroud, Mahomes, Josh Allen, Herbert, Burrow, Lamar, Jalen, Jordan Love, Kyler Murray, Trevor Lawrence, Dak Prescott, Jared Goff. Franchise guys. Franchise guys. The school clearly doesn't matter because Josh Allen went to Wyoming. Jared Goff went to Cal. Jordan Love went to Utah State. I mean, Lamar Jackson went to Louisville. That's an okay program. So the school doesn't matter. Size is mostly overrated. Kyler Murray's small. Josh Allen's a giant. You'd rather be bigger than smaller, but Lamar Jackson came in really spindly, and Josh Allen didn't. And Patrick Mahomes, the greatest maybe ever, is average size, 6'2". The franchise history can matter, but it doesn't matter that much. Trevor Lawrence got the Jags to the playoffs. Kyler Murray did the same to Arizona in a division with Pete Carroll, Kyle Shanahan, and Sean McVay. And Joe Burrow got the Bengals to a Super Bowl. So what over the last 10 drafts of the 12 quarterback hits? Now, hit can be Mahomes. It can be Goff. A hit can be Josh Allen. It can be Kyler. But they're hits. They're franchise guys. The only criteria that I have found that I can depend on, it's one of two things that gives you a higher probability to be a franchise guy, a high-end franchise guy. Number one, you either in college elevated an average or a weaker roster. Lamar Jackson, Goff, Dak, Josh Allen, Mahomes, Jordan Love. Justin Herbert had Penei Sewell at left tackle, but no other great NFL player on offense. So 7-8 of the guys elevated at the college level. They took a college roster that was okay, and they elevated it to a Rose Bowl, a Big Bowl. Or the second criteria that becomes an NFL hit in the last decade, that you're on a stacked team, but you're insane productive. Jalen Hurts at Oklahoma, 52 total touchdowns his last year. Joe Burrow's last year at LSU, 65 touchdowns. Kyler Murray, Oklahoma, 5,300 yards, 54 touchdowns. So you're either one of two. You elevate an average college roster or a weak one, or on a stacked roster, you're Superman. J.J. McCarthy's neither. He had average stats on a stacked roster. He's neither. That's my issue. If you go to the last decade, we get about 1.3 quarterbacks per draft that hit. We have six, four for sure, maybe six first-round quarterbacks. You got to either show me in college that you took a Wyoming, a Texas Tech, a Mississippi State, an Oregon roster, and took it to a different level, a Rose Bowl, a big game. You took it to a different level. Or you're on one of these traditionally stacked rosters in Oklahoma, Texas, Alabama, Georgia, Michigan, but you put up crazy numbers. You jump through the television set. With J.J. McCarthy, not the first one and not the second one. He had 25 total touchdowns last year on a team that blew out a lot of people. He had one 300-yard game. So when I push back on J.J. McCarthy, I've been trying to figure out what is it. I mean, he's 6'3", he's tall enough. He won a bunch of games, but he didn't elevate a team that had average players, and he didn't put up rip-roaring, crazy, productive numbers like all the other guys that are hits in the NFL. So his Michigan experience is not an NFL experience where you will go to a crappy team in the top 10 and have to elevate an average roster. Or maybe you go to a stacked roster on a great team in the NFL, but that's very rare. Most of those great teams already have great quarterbacks. So there's my answer. There's my answer on J.J. McCarthy. Jason, much higher on him than I am. That's okay. I'm a little higher on Bo Nix than everybody else. That's okay. But I think our biggest argument, because you love all these new young NBA players, and although I do think the league is never been more talented, the Team USA has finalized the roster for Paris.
Stop it.
Thank God LeBron, Steph, and KD showed up.
Jeez. Wow.
Otherwise, what an indictment of AAU basketball.
Woo. Woo. Oh, you're coming in hot on a Tuesday.
Stinker.
How many beverages did you have last night?
Half of one beer.
You are fired
up. Watching the WNBA draft.
I'll say this. The J.J. McCarthy take was a good one. That made me think. I did not just... Like, we saw him, we watched him, game manager, if you will, right? Did what was asked of him, didn't make a lot of mistakes.
Very Alabama-like.
I feel bad for pushing him as a top 10 guy in, like, November.
Well, he may still end up there.
He's great value at, like, 22. Great value. Imagine plugging him into the Miami offense or the Minnesota offense later in the first round.
Yeah, but how about start for New England game one?
Oh, stop. Come on.
Start for the Giants.
Come on. That's
what everybody tells me. I mean, I went back to 10 drafts and I found the 12 hits. And you may not like Kyler Murray, but if you can take Arizona and that circus to the playoffs in that division, you're a hit.
So
Dak Prescott, I may be critical. He wins 12 games a year. Dak is a hit.
I think, was it your buddy Schrager that had the Giants trading up for J.J. McCarthy or something like that in his mock draft? Somebody texted me something about
trading
that.
Up for him.
Yeah.
All right. We've got a lot of stuff today. I got to have my say on the Paris Olympic team.
We're going to need an hour for that topic alone. Okay. It's going to get heated because it's not a discussion. The dream team would get... The 92 Dream Team. Are you talking about the competition for the 92 Dream Team? Angola?
I'm talking about this Team USA if you took LeBron, Steph, and Durant off it.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you take three of the top, I don't know, 15 players in the history of the sport? Why would you take them off the team?
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Listen, I like new stuff. J-Mac likes new stuff. I am a fan of trying to find the next cool thing. Not a big rear view mirror guy, more of a windshield guy. That's fine. But not everything that's new is better. And we tend to over romanticize what life used to be, but boxing did used to be better. A college basketball, when a Tim Duncan would stay in school, a Patrick Ewing for 3 or 4 years, men's college basketball was absolutely better. And so was our domestic product in the NBA, our domestic stars who went to high school and then college. Now it's AAU nonsense. So they announced the Team USA final roster. I think they have one more player to add. Take LeBron James and Steph Curry off this roster. Yikes. Bam Adebayo has once in his career averaged over 20 a game. On the Dream Team, David Robinson averaged over 23 without the benefit of a three-point shot 7 times. Look at the Dream Team. Let's make a comp here. Magic, MJ, Bird, Malone, Stockton, Drexler, Ewing, Barkley, Robinson. That team was so good, Reggie Miller didn't make it. Isaiah Thomas didn't make it. Dominique could average 28 and a half the same year, didn't make it. I can do it all, Charles Barkley. Score down low, perimeter transition. You get score only, Devin Booker. I get the greatest shooting guard ever, MJ. You get 22-year-old Ant Robinson. I get 2 titles, David Robinson. You get never made it past the second round, Joel Embiid. I get killer instinct, Magic, and MJ. You get, hey, you take the shot this time, Jason Tatum. This is an indictment of what's happening to our basketball culture. AAU, no hard high school coaching, maybe a G League, leave to make money, don't play in college basketball. Take out Steph and LeBron, that era, and it's ending. Think I'm wrong, go back. I get the greatest point guard ever and the greatest leader, MJ. You get Tyrese Halliburton. He's a good player. But go back. The basketball culture in America is a mess. The AAU culture. Our domestic stars, the best players in this league, are all international. Number one draft pick, probably a French shooting guard coming up. Probably. I went back to the Tokyo Olympics, 2020. Tokyo Olympics. Look at the Team USA basketball roster. No LeBron, no Steph. JaVale McGee, Chris Middleton, Zach LaVine, Keldon Johnson, J. Jeremy Grant? Nothing against those guys. But you take out the old school stars in the NBA right now. I'll throw in KD, Steph, LeBron. Look at our team. That's what AAU basketball's created. Not getting hard coaching in high school. Not getting dependable coaching in high school. Not going to college anymore. First great coaching you get is often your second or third coach in the NBA. Because all those top players go to bad teams that cycle through coaches. So I know everybody loves the new stuff. And I mostly do. But that dream team would take this team apart at the seams. All players in their prime. This team is old LeBron or 22-year-olds. That team was 27, 28, 29 in their prime. Championship players. Best in the world ever at their position. Wildly competitive. Didn't grow up with AAU basketball where you play 16 games a weekend. And it's not really about winning games. Those guys, you turn the lights off. You put a dream team guy in a room with a current guy here. Who's coming out? One guy comes out. One guy survives. The AAU guy or MJ? Or Magic, or Barkley, or Malone, or Stockton. I'm sorry, but I look at that. That is an indictment on what American basketball culture has become. Thank God for Steph and LeBron. Take them off that team. It's 22-year-olds. It's a bunch of kids. By the way, last five or six MVPs. Going to be another one this year. Who are the MVP candidates this year? Luka, Jokic, SGA. Last year, Embiid. Giannis, got a little trend. Got a little trend going on. LeBron will be 40 this summer. That's our Team USA savior. Can you imagine if the NFL didn't have college football as a feeding system, had some sort of AAU football thing, and Tom Brady, not Mahomes, not Allen, Tom Brady at 44 was our savior if we had Olympic football. I'm just saying. Maybe I'm being old guy at the hardware store yelling. I'll take that dream team. 27, 28, 29-year-old competitive guys in their prime. Their practices have made documentaries. They do documentaries on like the dream team and how hard the practices were. J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
You know, this is one of those mornings where I was actually talking to the folks downstairs and I was like, wouldn't it be great to just like not have to work some days and just chill out, go have fun? But then you come in with this nonsense take, and I'm just so excited to be talking about sports all day. Ah, it's so fun.
That dream team was something else.
I'm going to pace myself. I'm not going to touch it here.
The fact that Dominique, and Isaiah, they're like, not good enough. By the way, Shaq.
Well, no. Isaiah wasn't not good enough. Michael Jordan refused to let him on the team.
And I love that.
Because he's a jerk.
No, because that's how competitive those guys were.
No, because Isaiah iced him out before at the All-Star break like 8 years earlier. I mean, it was nonsense, but... Don't get me. This is a good topic. This is a really spicy topic. Unfortunately, you're on the wrong side. This whole, the David Robinson averaged more points. Colin, it was a back to the basket era. They fed him the ball, pounded it down, little baby hooks.
When he faced other back to the basket physical bigs and everybody had a forearm.
I love the Admiral. I love Patrick. I love all those guys.
Bam Adebayo or David Robinson.
They would be pick and roll to death by Steph Curry and these guys, okay? David Robinson could not guard on the perimeter. You see how Rudy Gobert plays the drop defense and Jalen Brunson eats him up in the mid-range? Except against Curry and all the to Halliburton, it'd be threes because Robinson would get annihilated in the pick and roll. Bam Adebayo can guard anybody on the court. Anybody. Put him on Jordan and lock him up. Bam Adebayo is a
great defender. In a league where teams score 124, he's averaged 20 points a game one time.
Because it's an offensive wing 3-and-D league, and he's just a rim-running center who's awesome at defense. Oh, geez. Cowherd, let's just go to the Dallas Cowboys. Oh, man.
Okay.
According to Adam Schefter, listen, things are getting sideways in Dallas pretty fast. CeeDee Lamb is not expected to attend their offseason voluntary workout program. Lamb, who's been a regular attendee in the past, is entering the final year of his rookie deal. So you start compounding that with Micah Parsons not in attendance.
That story got leaked, yeah.
You've got McCarthy, lame duck coach. Dak, we've been waiting for the extension, doesn't sound like it's happening. There's a lot happening in Dallas. I may have been a little too light on them, and you've been kind of harsh saying it's all crumbling.
It's been an incredibly loud offseason. A story gets leaked to make Micah Parsons look bad. Who leaked that? Somebody inside the Cowboys. CeeDee Lamb, I'm out. Remember what the reaction was when they lost to Green Bay and you had cousins and friends of star players ripping Dak? Cowboys aren't paying Dak. They are becoming the Jets last year.
Oh.
The noisiest offseason team. It's not good news.
Okay, so last season, Zach Martin held out a training camp and was able to sign in, got a contract, got his deal. So maybe this is some posture. Maybe this is Jerry Jones and his guy saying, yo, we got smacked by the Packers. That's unacceptable. Nobody's getting paid. Not the coach, not the quarterback, not CD, nobody. Hold firm. Guys, talk about it, work on it, and we'll pay you later. But we're not just going to cough up the money early. Maybe Jerry's a little ticked off still, salty, that they got waxed at home by the Packers. And I don't hate this. I wonder if you start looking at Dallas Cowboy unders this season. Or is that too much of an overreaction?
I don't think it's an overreaction. I think noise equals losses in the NFL. Maybe not in other leagues. Who got really noisy? I mean, last year it was Arizona got really noisy. They had made the playoffs with Kyler, and they got really, really noisy. Disaster. Green Bay's last year with Aaron, super noisy. Didn't make the playoffs. Jets last year, super noisy. By the way, New England, when Brady left, became a noisier franchise. The Matt Patricia, Mac Jones, stuff leaking, people dogging Belichick, all the leaks that never came out of New England. Noise equals losses.
Buffalo Bills, noisy. They've been very noisy.
By the way, the Chiefs had an ugly situation with Rashee Rice. Not noisy. Happened. Unfortunate. Go to camp.
Unfortunate.
Yeah. I mean, but again,
to put it mildly,
like, nobody's asking for a perfect roster. Nobody's asking for perfection. But when you have issues, you close camp, you close ranks, you take care of it. It stays quiet. There's not a lot of leaks. Everybody faces nonsense in this league. These are kids. These are 24-year-old NFL players with a lot of money, a lot of freedom and time. They're going to make mistakes.
Yeah.
Human beings. Got to keep it quiet.
Let's get to the Niners. They made the Super Bowl, took the L. But the offseason's been kind of good for them. But in an appearance at the Masters, George Kittle was asked about the Niners' offensive continuity. How can it help them to be even better in 2024? And he said, we were fortunate enough to keep our entire offense so far. Clearly, so far is related to Brandon Ayuk's contract situation.
You and I both agree, and we both love Brandon Ayuk. But there is a time and a place for everything. And with Debo and McCaffrey and Kittle, I think it's time to move off Ayuk, and I love him, and get a first or two seconds or a first round pick. I think he's a great player, but I do think in that offense, which is really about Shanahan's brain, Christian McCaffrey, and Debo Samuel's versatility, and on third down Kittle, I don't think you can justify Brandon Ayuk because he's just not as valuable or going to get the touches that a Justin Jefferson would get in Minnesota. There are some receivers that they're the centerpiece of the team. And as good as Ayuk is, Debo and McCaffrey can hog up a lot of the... To be honest, if you asked Kyle Shanahan the perfect game, McCaffrey would have 22 carries. Kittle would have 6 catches. Debo would have 4 carries. I think he's a great, and infrequently a great player will be expendable. And I think Ayuk is that.
So I think we have an edge in talking about stuff like this is we have been business owners. When I was with the big lead, you know, I saw this hotshot guy online. He's funny. He's witty. Good writer. Let's bring him on board. Within like 6 months, you realize it's not a good fit. He doesn't really want to grind.
Yeah.
We just got to move off. Let's scrap it and move on. I see this Brandon Ayuk situation. You could see it coming a mile away.
Yeah.
The chirpiness, the off.
Yeah.
And I get it. That's how the game's played. But you know what? I would cut bait. I would move on and then just get the ball rolling with a draft pick or whatever.
When you have a 7th round quarterback who's not getting paid, it sort of empowers the receiver. If you had a star quarterback, receivers generally, Brady never had problems. Peyton never had problems. Lamar doesn't have problems. I mean, you notice very quick, Mahomes doesn't have. When the quarterback's a star, everybody gets in line. When the quarterback's Brock Purdy, it empowers players to think, I'm more valuable. By the way, in New York, a lot of chirping. Players don't respect Daniel Jones. It's nothing against Purdy. But when he's a 7th-round pick, he's not making any money. And the sense in the room is, it's about Kyle and us. It makes it more difficult. I think it just gets in the way of Purdy. I'd move him, get picks. This is a stacked roster. They have the means. and the expertise in the room to move off him, and it's a receiver-rich draft again.
Yeah. Final story is the Warriors and Kings are the late game tonight in a play-in matchup with the loser's season being over. They have a great history. This regular season, they played three games decided by 1 point each time. And last year, they had the heated seven-game playoff series where your buddy, Draymond Green, stomped Sabonis while he was on the ground. Here's Draymond Green on the matchup with the Kings.
That's always a playoff-type game. Like, you feel that. You go into their arena, their fans want to light the beam and see us lose and beat the crap out of us, and they come in here, we want to beat the crap out of them. A lot of familiarity amongst the two organizations, even beyond just us going out and playing in the money games that we've played against each other over the past couple of years. But, you know, for us, it's another game that we have to go win. It's not just another game in the sense of like, oh, it's just any other game. It's another game that we have to go win, and we got to go get it done.
So in half an hour, I'll give you my five bold NBA playoff predictions. We went 4 for 5 last year. Ooh. Five bold predictions. I have one of them on this. So
this is a tough one. The lines leaked out now. Kings are 2-point underdogs at home. Again, no Malik Monk, no Red Velvet. The bench is short. For me, it'd be Warriors or pass. I'm not going to bet them here, but I love Fox and Sabonis, like the beam, blah, blah, blah. This is a tough one for me. Short bench, Curry's rested. I don't see it for the Kings.
You may not be wrong. Warriors have to win. They got to win twice.
Right? Yeah.
Mm. So even if they win tonight,
they'd still have to beat the Pels or the Lakers.
Okay. Don't like that. We're paying attention to this one. This one's going to be intense. All the stars play major minutes. Then you got to play the Lakers, who you just dogged, or the Pelicans. Weird matchup. Uphill battle. Warriors uphill battle. J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live.
So you were looking. You said you were looking for a day off today?
No. I have a buddy who, how do I put this politely? He is his own boss all the time, and yeah. You know, he's like, "Hey, Jay, do you want to go for a run this morning?" And I was like, "I got to go to work, you know." Nice morning.
Does he get free smoothies at his work? Because I got a free smoothie.
I don't think money's an object to him, but anyway, I like the spirited back and forth. We have fun here, you and I.
Yeah.
The banter.
I'm just saying,
is fun.
I tend to be with a dream team. I tend to be new stuff is better. But I've been on this thing now for 2 or 3 years. AAU basketball, Steve Kerr acknowledges it. It's not helping our domestic product.
I don't disagree with that. I don't think anyone does.
And if you take out, you know, guys that played on high school basketball teams like Steph Curry and LeBron James, you take out the old school guys, this Paris team is an AAU team.
That's fine, but Kevin Durant, LeBron, and Curry are on the team.
Yeah, but I'm saying take the old guys off. I mean, LeBron certainly doesn't have to play. He's been talked into playing.
He wants to play.
He'll sell shoes. I get why guys go to the Olympics.
By the way, do you know that the Canadian basketball team has more NBA guys that were in the entire 92 Olympics outside of Team USA? That's how stacked the world is. Now, we can thank the 92 Dream Team for that. But go look at the Canada roster. 8 NBA players on that team.
Yeah.
I mean, the world is way better at basketball. Go look at their player efficiency in the NBA
this
year.
And we're way worse.
Well,
it's a convergence of things.
The league is better, way better.
We're more
but
talented.
Yes, the younger American basketball players are taking longer to pop. It's not a great thing, but listen, capitalism, right? You have kids who play youth sports. When you can rent a gym and have games going around the clock and make a lot of money,
yeah,
you're
going to
do that. Why would you run a practice when you could play 6 games in a day?
Oh, practice. Yeah, practice doesn't mean anything.
No, it does.
You know where it does? In Lithuania.
In Serbia.
Yeah. By the way, those players come over here. They've been skilled.
You're spot on.
Not just playing games with their buddies.
I don't disagree with any.
Hey,
I
but
agree
you make
with
a lot of money with AAU. Tony Tracksuit makes a lot of money. Never get like real grown-up coaching high school or college.
No, you're
getting 100%. In the G League.
But what is the solution, Colin? Let's hear the solution. We know the problem. Fix it.
Oh, I've got a lot of those. I don't have enough time.
Oh, yeah, sure. Of course.
At home, they call me Mr. Solution.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place.
This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes,
and me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
All right, welcome back. One of my favorite guys. We get him about once a year. The 76ers have made the playoffs in all four seasons. Daryl Morey has been their president, basketball ops, one of the smartest guys in the sport. So I am a fan of the play-in tournament. And I do think a lot of it has to do with the iPhone and the TikTok and the distractions. We are a distracted society. There's more noise. There's more platforms. And so people, to get them to a TV, it's Sundays. It's March Madness. It's Caitlin Clark. It is predictable. It's Barbie. It's Mission Impossible. To get people to theaters and games. And I've never been a fan of seven-game first-round NBA playoffs, but I like the play-in. The urgency. I'll be watching tonight. Are you a fan of it? Or can it punish veteran teams who maybe had an injury and kind of snuck in, but you know they're better?
So from a fan perspective, you're preaching to the choir. I think one and done, and I think I even got in trouble by saying I would be one and done in the NBA playoffs because, to your point, people tune in based on how important the game is and how uncertain the outcome is. And one and done, you know, the quality of the product doesn't have to be very good. Like, right. If people know that it's win or go home, it's a big thing. I would do it more. I would have the first two seeds get a bye. I'd have the next two get traditional home court. I'd shorten the series. And then I'd have everyone play in for 4 to 6. I wouldn't even have 8 make the playoffs. I'd make the regular season worth more. Then the regular season's worth more. The top seeds that do it get a bye, and there's a huge play-in to be the 5 or 6 to play in the first round. I think that would be massive ratings. I love it. Now, right now, as an executive, I hate it. Right? I really wish we were just playing the two seed. And didn't have to play in. But for the league, I think it's a tremendous thing.
So I think the Sixers match up very well with the Knicks, and I would take you in that series. I don't know if you can beat Miami. The coach, the style, you know, you're an interesting team. You're a good team. Embiid makes you potentially great. He leaves, you struggle. He comes back, you go on a heater. I always say late season NBA winning streaks, be careful. Some of the bad teams, they don't mind losing. Some of the good teams are resting stars. What do you make of your winning streak at the end of the year? What do you make of it? Should I buy into it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think, look, we did have a couple games in there that you would call like late season teams not trying to win. But we also had quite a few good wins in there. Orlando being one. We beat Miami in this streak in Miami. So I look, to us, it's really not about the 8-game winning streak. It's how we're playing. And Joel has come back strong. We did hold him out precautionary here in the last game so that he could go into the playoffs, you know, as fresh as he's ever been. And yeah, we like how we're playing. We've got a couple injuries that, you know, just like almost every team, going in. I know the Heat have some injuries. Look, the Heat are a tough out. We know that. We know that for a fact. But look, I mean, this is why we're here. This is why we play. Our guys are ready. And I really think besides Joel, this will be, you know, Maxie's coming out party for the NBA.
You have always been a mile ahead of people on analytics. You tend to see around corners better than most. I have been critical. I think Adam Silver's excellent, but I do think he sort of marginalized college basketball, and I think there's value in good coaching and Tom Izzo and Coach K and Jay Wright, and I like college basketball. It microwaves stars. Only reason I know who Zion is Duke. And I think sometimes I'll watch a Jalen Green and I think, God, the first 2 years, he's finally getting coaching and he's a remarkable talent. So international players come in, they play against older players. The games mean more when they come up. It does appear international stars and international basketball has taken sort of a lead role in the development of players. The MVP, is that a fair criticism by me? Are there things about the domestic culture that bother you in basketball?
I mean, we're still the number one team in the world. Our team will be the favorite in the Olympics coming up. We'd be the favorite in any tournament. I love how the international game has caught up, and it makes sense that some of the elite players are coming from international. There's just more players. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked that there'll be a top player from India in not too long. They now are the most populous country on earth. So I think it makes sense that you're getting this variance and getting these elite players, but I do think the American game is overly criticized. We're still developing the best players in the world. I think you can nitpick some things, but I'm still very pro U.S. basketball.
Do you feel your organization, because of a lack of ability to win a second playoff series, do you guys feel some heat? Do you feel personally some heat that you got to start stacking some playoff wins? We know you're good. We know Embiid's MVP. We know all that stuff. We know Maxie can play. We know the roster has length and stars. But people are saying we want more W's in the playoffs. Do you sense that pressure?
Yeah, no. I think heat, I don't think, is the right word. Whatever, you're good at this. The hyperbole, Colin. That's your business, but I would say, look, this is the whole reason I'm here. Elton Brand's here. Nick's here. Joel's here. This is, look, every year is critical, and the whole point we're here is to win the championship. We have a little bit of heart of road, mostly because of injury this year, but it's set up there for us to do it, and the job is to do it. So, yeah, the heat is very high, as it should be.
Yeah. By the way, Joel Embiid, you've dealt with stars in this league. What is it like having Joel Embiid as your star? What is he like as a personality?
Wonderful, super, super intelligent. You know, thinks the game. That's one thing I've had pretty consistent with the stars I've worked with. So I don't think it's an accident. They're not only elite physical talents, but they're also elite basketball IQ and work ethic. Joel adding stuff to his game every year, even at age 30 now coming up, or maybe just turned, I think. Is pretty remarkable. You know, I would say just I've worked with a bunch of amazing players, but at his peak, I just don't see anyone who's had the two-way impact of Joel that I've worked with. So I've been blessed to work with him. He's a joy with Coach Nurse. He loves the strategy. He loves sitting with Coach Nurse and talking how to beat teams. He's a joy.
All right. Tonight, the Warriors Kings. Tomorrow, it's Heat at the 76ers. And that is, I think, both those teams match up very well with the Knicks. Cannot wait to see how you know what? Being home matters for that game. That helps. It much, no question.
Yeah, so we played the Heat early in this 8-game win streak going in, and we pretty much knew we had to win it to avoid the play-in. That didn't work. But we absolutely knew we had to win it to avoid going to Miami. Look, a lot of respect to Spoelstra and Jimmy Butler and Bam and all their great players. I mean, this is not a team that we're going to have to go out there and win the game. Like, they're not going to beat themselves. It's a tough road, but hey, this is what the playoffs are for. If we can't beat the Heat, we're probably not going to win the title.
Daryl Morey, 76ers, will be watching. Great to see you. Thanks for making time for us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Colin. Appreciate having me on.
You bet. Daryl Morey. So they're in a little bit of a heater. The Sixers, by the way, are 31-8 this year. 31-8 when Embiid plays. So I think they'll beat Miami. I think they match up very well against the Knicks. The Knicks have been a fun story, but in the playoffs, boy, they're Jalen Brunson reliant, aren't they?
Yeah, I'm taking the Knicks in that. You should have asked Morey, what do they do if they lose to the Knicks? Does Joel Embiid ask out of Philadelphia in April or May? I mean, I like the Knicks in that series. I'm taking them.
Over the Sixers?
Assuming the Sixers beat the Heat, we don't even know if that's a lock. I think they will.
Yeah, but they're 31-8 when Embiid plays, and now he's rested.
Embiid's had some massive playoff failures. Colossal.
Massive. I lost a couple big games. Nick writes around the corner. My bold playoff predictions next.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.